Welcome to the Spirit of Life Ministries. Spirit of Life Ministries' aim is to call to the born-again body of believers to manifest the kingdom of God through the teaching and proclamation of the Word of God, as well as the greater good for all humanity. Spirit of Life Foundation is based on Ephesians 4th chapter, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God and fullness of Christ, to the edifying of the body of Christ in love. Spirit of Life Ministries' heart is for the restoration of the soul and greater good for all out of love. Please welcome now Sister Beatrice Jackson.
Thank you for joining Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B. I give honor to the Trinity Godhead, and Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Father, thank you for the opportunity to minister your word. I ask that you open the hearts of the hearers. Again, I ask that you give them the grace to hear the heart of you being a good and loving Father in the name of Jesus. And I ask that you give me the grace to minister what you have given me. All these things I ask in Jesus' name, and I thank you for them. Amen. Well, praise God. We have been talking about seducing spirits, and the Lord has had me minister based on a personal level, the things that we can recognize in our own life. But today I want to continue to minister on the wake-up call that God is giving us. And it's because of the times that we're in. And it's also like this separation process that's taking place. And again, I say it's based on whosoever will. Now, I mentioned before how God, out of his love and concern for us, is giving us this wake-up call. And it's not to trigger fear. Rather, it's to make us aware of what's happening, where we are personally, for our protection, and to give us a fighting chance. Now, he's doing this in the form of a clarion call, which makes a distinct sound. Whereas the obedient heart, the moldable and humble heart, that's willing to make adjustments to his word is attuned. And to alert us of what's to come, how to prepare and not be caught off guard. In the Bible, they would blow trumpets for different reasons. We're going to go to the book of Numbers 10, verse 9 and 10. Now, this whole passage is talking about the two silver trumpets and why they were used, why they were blown. But we're just going to focus on verse 9 and 10 for the sake of time. Verse 9 reads, "When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies." So one trumpet is for a time of war in order to alert us. Verse 10, "Also, in the day of your gladness, your appointed feasts, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God." And so this trumpet here is in celebrating and honoring God. Praise God. So there's two distinct things going on with these two silver trumpets that they're describing. And us that have an ear attuned to what the Spirit of God is saying in these times can be alert and have a chance to get our life in order. Praise God. That's what God wants. Let's go to Matthew 25, starting at verse 1. This is the example of the 10 virgins. And we want to be like the five wise virgins in this passage, not the five foolish ones. I want you to also notice where this is placed in the Bible. We're in Matthew 25, and that shows you where we are in time. Thank you, Jesus. It's right after Matthew 24, where Jesus is speaking of the signs of the time and the end of the age. That said, let's go to chapter 25. Verse 1, "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now five of them were wise and five were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Verse 11, afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Verse 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's start at verse 1 and break this down a little bit. Help me here, Lord. First of all, it says, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. We need to distinguish here a difference between the kingdom of heaven versus the kingdom of God, first of all. Because in the kingdom of heaven, we may find anything in it and anything goes. Let's go to chapter 13 in the book of Matthew. And this is the parable of the dragnet. Jesus is talking about the kingdom of heaven. Verse 47 says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to the shore and they sat down and gathered the good into the vessels, but threw the bad away. Verse 49, so it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth, separate the wicked from among the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Let's go to one more place. And this is the difference in the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And for the sake of time, I'm just giving you a short snippet just to stir your mind, give you some understanding. Romans 14, 17 reads, for the kingdom of God is not food or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. There's also a unity. There's a unity of the faith, love, praise God. There's a oneness, being of the same mind. You don't have all these admixtures of doctrines and ways of life that people live. In the kingdom of God, we also live as Jesus' disciples, meaning we follow his example for life. We do what he does. We live as he lives. See, discipleship is also in the kingdom of God. Let's go further. Verse 3. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Now, in this passage, the oil symbolizes the Holy Spirit. Praise God. There were the foolish ones that did not have the Holy Spirit, but the wise did possess the Holy Spirit. Praise God. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Now, what does this word trimmed mean? It means to arrange, to put in proper order, see. In other words, they set their life in order before the bridegroom returned. They arranged their life. They orderly arranged their life while they had a chance. They set their house, praise God, thank you, Jesus, in order. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 8, and the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. Mm. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather and buy for yourselves. And you know the story. And while they were gone to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready, who had arranged their life and put their house in order, set their house in order while they had a chance, and were indwelt by the Holy Spirit, had the Holy Spirit, went in with the bridegroom. They went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came, asking the Lord to let them in. Open to us, Lord. And, oh my God, but he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Isn't that a terrible thing? That is a sobering thought. That is a sobering thought. To think that we are okay, oh God, and we are not. And there are many that profess to have Jesus Christ. I hear it on the TV, oh God. I hear through social media, different ones, famous people. That are popular in the world, you know, and they're not the only ones but these are the people that come to my mind right away. And they profess to have Jesus Christ. But you know what? They may not have the oil, which is the Holy Spirit, that they profess. Verse 13 says, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming, and we do not. So it's best to have our house in order. As I said, the Lord is making a clarion call. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He's trying to help us out of love, out of his love and concern for us in our lives. Praise God. See, giving us a chance. And that's so loving and so gracious and merciful of the Lord. Don't you think so? And that's the God we serve. That's who our Heavenly Father is, praise God. Well, that's about all we have time for today. I pray you join me next week. The Lord willing, I would like to begin to minister on a broader scale regarding seducing spirits, because we need to really look at that as far as the doctrines, the different doctrines that are floating around trying to draw us away from the Lord, seduce us away from the Lord. In our life of salvation in Jesus Christ. I do thank you for joining me. This is Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B, and until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Spirit of Life Ministries, an end time ministry purposed for revival of the heart toward God, restoration of the soul for the hungry and the lost. Revelation 22:17 says, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let those that hear say, come. And let them that are athirst come. They that will, let them take the water of life freely. If you would like to contact or be a blessing to the ministry, Spirit of Life Ministries can be reached at 414-249-5121. Until next time, thank you and God bless you.